As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Emotional damage!
You know that upsets me. You're already having a great time. Teddy Boy, Johnny Scotch on the drop. Having the time of his life on this June 3rd.
Fuck you!
2022. We are the Red Scare. RedScareShow.com. Scotch. I can't wait for this show.
You can't even do it. Huh?
I can't even wait for this one because I'm working in a tizzy. I just got emotionally damaged from hearing my boy Henry Hill doing his probably the greatest. It's like a Goodfellas opening line. It's like Dickens. It's the best of times. It's the worst of times. It's Call Me Ishmael. It's probably the number one greatest opening line to a movie, at least that I could think of on the spot right now. And it's so important to me as a schmuck who just sits around and watches stuff. I mean, I think I probably watched Goodfellas more than any other movie I could think of.
And is that the actual, I'm trying to think, because I was going to watch it the other day and I didn't because obviously I got sidetracked, but that is not the actual opening line to that movie, isn't it? Isn't that in the middle somewhere?
No, at first, the opening of the movie, it starts with them in the car and there's a knock that they're listening to and you go, what the hell is that knock? They pull over, they open up
the trunk. Oh, that's right. That's right.
What's his name? Billy Batts. He's struggling, holding on for dear life. And then Joe Pesci goes, you goddamn money, starts stabbing him again.
Stabbing him, and you get the camera.
De Niro. And then De Niro gives him a shot just for good measure. And then closes the trunk. And that's when he says, far back as I can remember. Oh, God damn it. So fucking.
Along with other notable.
Right after I got here, I ordered some spaghetti with marinara sauce and I got egg noodles and ketchup.
That was another one of that's when he first goes into to relocation, right?
That's the end of the movie where he's doing that, where he's, you see him in that. That suburban sprawl. He's in the witness protection. He's talking about waiting in line like a schnook. Oh my God.
What is that? Is that this one here?
I'm an average nobody.
I'm an average nobody. That's my theme. That's my, I just play that drop everywhere I go. Well, what do you do? What do you do? I mean, what makes you so important?
I'm an average nobody.
Just an average nobody. And then of course,
to me,
I mean, I think we could.
Being a gangster was better than being president of the United States.
All of his
made more money, at least.
That whole fucking movie, iconic scenes, right? I mean, every.
Well, I think on a personal note, when I just heard that average nobody drop, it makes me think of us, because that movie is surrounded by, you know, the highest heights and you go to the lowest lows. And I think that kind of sums up our radio career, right? We were top dogs in Los Angeles radio, syndicated all over the country. And now we're a couple of dipshits. Well, the morning show was syndicated.
Yeah, the morning show was.
Now we're just a couple of average nobodies.
I'm an average nobody.
That's you and me, bud. That's you and me. I will tell you this as we talk about Goodfellas, because I mean, that's the other drop. There was two other drops I was trying to get. The fucking the scene with Joe Pesci where it's the you know, go get your fucking shine box. And sure. You motherfucker, you. And, you know, goes into that run. And then the scene when fucking Henry is losing his shit, comes home and he's looking for his cocaine. Where'd you put it, Karen? Yeah. Where did you put the cocaine, Karen?
Why did you do that?
Why? It's all we had, Karen. 68. That's all. Jesus Christ, Karen. I mean, that whole scene was, I didn't know what to do, Henry. I didn't know what to do. You know, her fucking freaking out. And I don't know, that shit. That whole movie's great. And to be honest, 67, that's a low number for Ray. I mean, for anybody to pass, you would think. And I haven't heard anything of actually the cause of death. I mean, I haven't seen it yet. Maybe you've heard. It's just that he died in his sleep. And I'm like,
yeah, botched plastic surgery. I don't know. He started looking like a leopard. He got all that work done.
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing. You know, I talked to my mom, you know, like, women, he was so good looking with his blue eyes and da da da. Like, I didn't think he needed, he didn't need plastic surgery.
Well, whether he needed it or not, he got it. He
got it.
He looked like, you ever see that movie in the 80s, Cat People? Was that weird movie where that
little where they changed? You're the only other person I know in my life that ever saw that movie. We used to have it on disc, like the big fucking LP laser disc shit.
What a terrible movie. But I watched it all the way through, like, thinking, what the fuck am I watching? He ended up looking like that broad. I don't know. It was weird.
It was
like that, like the mid transformation of Thriller when Michael Jackson becomes a werewolf. I don't know. It was weird. He had a puffy lip. Looked like he was about to grow whiskers. Poor Ray Liotta. He's gone. Did some great shit. I just watched Copland. What a great fucking movie that is.
Let's not forget about Wild Hogs. Can we not forget about that?
Was he in that?
Yeah, he was the biker that the Wild Hogs ended up running into, and his... You know, they knocked his, he was like the head of the biker gang that the Wild Hogs roll into. Yes, he was in it.
You look put your so mic shocked. Up.
You look so shocked.
You're sounding a little distant to me. Can you put your mic up a little bit?
No one cares about me.
I'm an average nobody.
Nobody cares.
I want to hear you.
No, you don't. Let's be honest about that. Let's be real fucking honest about that.
Well, at least you sound better. What's going on with you?
What's going on with me? Fucking, I have no life right now. There is nothing going on. I had a bout with sickness again. You know, your standard pre-COVID type sickness. You know, nothing. It was nothing, you know, COVID-ish. So they got two rounds of that. That was great. Dying, coughing, seem to be back now. Feel great. Feel good, Billy Ray. What about you? What's going on over there? I mean, also aside from multiple days, hours of working and not being able to enjoy any pleasures in life, life is great.
Yeah. What's the point of working so hard if you can't enjoy the money that you're making? I had that when I was in the weed business. I had all that money. I couldn't spend it. Couldn't do anything. Working all the time. Get off of a eight-hour shift and then go hit the streets and make the real money. It was goddamn miserable. A shitload of money. I had nothing to do, you know, no time to spend it. No impetus to even want to. Didn't matter.
Right. It's this is a different thing, you know. It's not just another career, so to speak. It's very much startup life in this area that I'm at. So it's a lot of shit going on right now for the end game to be way better. So
work it out now so you could chill later type of situation.
Right. It's a year of some bullshit, and then after that year, cruise control and fucking revenue share, profit share, all of that shit kicks in. And
you should bring me in. I got nothing going on.
Yeah, but you don't have no transferable skills for my business.
What are you talking about? Look at this. I got typing fingers. One on one.
That's it.
The ultimate hunt and peck right here. I'll figure it out, dipshit.
Put your fucking, your flimmy Jew voice as my outgoing company voicemail.
Flemmy? I sound flemmy?
You get a little huh in there sometimes. It's not any anything to do with you per se. I mean, I guess it has everything to do with you per se, but it's nothing you can control. I think it's biological muscle memory.
So awesome. I sound like a dipshit. Great.
No.
Perfect for radio.
I'm an average nobody.
That's you. That's me.
Yeah, there's really nothing going on. Just watching baseball. That's all I got right now.
And watching no one baseball. Watches baseball. That's how you I know do. You've reached that. That's the.
Come on, man.
No one watches baseball.
We got the.
Life
we got
is different.
We got the NBA finals, which.
Oh shit! We're talking sports. Hold on.
Hold on. It's not about talking sports. It's just like I'm talking about my interest in this because the two teams on both coasts that I hate the most, and it's like, which one do I want to lose more? And it's got to be Boston because
no way,
fuck Boston. You essentially got. I mean,
my team lost, so it doesn't matter. And I was a huge Boston fan for years.
You know your team won yesterday, dipshit.
No, I rescinded my Boston shit.
Wait, you're not a Boston fan anymore?
No, 2-3 years ago when I moved out here, my sons wanted to play basketball, and I've always had teams that I always supported teams that I didn't live in the city. You know, hockey was always Detroit. Basketball was always the Celtics because I grew up loving Larry Bird, and obviously he hasn't played for a while. Baseball, the Dodgers, yeah, but I didn't live in LA. I lived in Orange County, so it was a little, didn't make that run all the time. But when I moved here and my son was into basketball, I was like, you know what? The Suns. I'm gonna become a Suns fan so I could take my son to a game and we can root for a home, you know, to have that root for a home it's team thing.
The gayest team in the NBA.
Coming from a Lakers fan, I don't even know what that
cup all fucking fruits. I can't stand that team. But speaking of fruits, these two teams that are in the finals right now.
Are you talking about LeBron? Like, are you going to send me a LeBron story?
No, he's not in the finals. Why don't you listen to the dude's fucking story? The fact that we're in Gay Pride Month and these the two fruitiest teams are in the finals. It's, you know, I don't think anybody should be surprised that Boston whipped it out and smacked Golden State around last night. Came back, knocked them off at home. But who gives a fuck?
It amazes sports. Me your hatred for the Celtics. It amazes me. Being a Lakers
How is that
fan,
amazing? I'm a Lakers
because
fan.
Because it's like saying because you're a Bears fan, you hate the Packers.
I do hate the Packers.
I don't hate them because I feel like it's that yin and yang. Without the Packers, there would be no Bears type thing. Like
yeah,
watching
like,
watching that
Superman pack. And General Zod or whatever. You got to have a nemesis, but shit. I don't care. I still hate them.
The appreciation, I think it even sealed it more for me. Like, I don't hate the Lakers. I will talk shit on them. But I think because of the rivalry they had with the Celtics and the whole Magic and Bird thing, especially after watching that documentary, like you find out like how so different Bird and Magic were, but then how that those differences really are what brought them together to become great friends. And their rivalry, like, I don't know. It's...
Well, you could. I think people confuse a hate for a team with disrespect. I respect the Celtics. I think they're, besides the Lakers, the second greatest franchise in basketball history. But I could still hate them, want to destroy them, and respect them at the same time. You got to respect your opponent.
Fair enough. That's a great way of putting it. Because that's true. I mean, like, I don't hate the Packers, but they will be the number one team I talk shit on in football. You know, that is going to be the deal. You know, fuck them.
Yeah, I respect the Packers. I just wish they would show up and collapse and die.
Oh, come on. You got Aaron Rodgers. He's a respectable dude.
Oh, fuck that, dude.
Uh-oh, retard alert.
That guy's a retard.
You can't say that.
I said guy. What, he doesn't identify as guy anymore? Sorry.
No, he identifies as the great one.
You can't just take a moniker from Wayne Gretzky and call it your own. You're not the great one. You won one Super Bowl.
Could Tom Brady take that moniker?
Tom Brady could do whatever he wants. He could whip it out and smack me in my cheek right in front of the Red Scare, and nobody could do anything about it. He is the greatest football player of all time.
He just flashes the rings. He's all, what are you going to say? Sorry.
You need to flash the ring. You show up. You're like, I'm Tom Brady. Look, I look like a cross-eyed freak when I came into the league. Now look at me. I'm a chiseled stud at 43 years old, and I got a model wife.
What are you doing? Huh? What are you doing?
I'm an average nobody.
That's right. That's what you're doing. You're fucking nobody with your non-model wife and your non-fucking 37 Super Bowl rings or whatever, however many he has. The thing is that he's set a level that I don't think another quarterback is ever going to do that, like in our time anyway.
Well, they used to say that about Terry Bradshaw.
But he only had what? Four?
Four.
And then Aikman came and did it? Got four? Didn't Aikman get four?
No. No, I think he's got three. He's got three.
Does he? Oh. Well, yeah. Still close enough. But
Elway's got two.
Barely. You got those late, too. Got those late.
Peyton's got two.
You know, I think four was the number to beat.
Four was the number to beat, and he fucking destroyed it. He's got seven now. He could double it up. You never know.
Does he have seven? I thought he had more than seven.
No, he's got seven right now.
Oh.
Yep.
That's quite a bit that he will never. Oh, it's only quarterback. Oh, you know what? Joe Montana had four as well. So there you go. So
that's he right.
But you know who is next in line, and he's not even a quarterback. Charles Haley, a linebacker, has five Super Bowl rings.
Is that right?
Now you know. The more you know. See, I need that drop. The more you know, with little star. But you know, you're right. Tom Brady can do whatever the fuck he wants. He's probably going to be the next Ray Liotta. Whatever he wants. It's your fucking world, Tom. Speaking of deaths in football, I mean, you saw that Marion Barber died. He was a somebody in football.
I can't imagine. A lot of people know who he is, so we'll just move right along. I don't want to turn this into the fucking Red Scare obituary.
Well, we do our in memoriam. We do, and I thought Marion Barber, but maybe it was it his brother that was more famous, Tiki.
No, that he's not part of it.
Wasn't Tiki Barber Marion?
No, it's Tiki and Rondé Barber, two different dudes.
Oh, okay. Hey, well, can't just assume, right? I know. Now I know why you don't care so much about Marion Barber, because he was a cowboy. So that explains why you don't.
No, he was a bear too.
Was he? When? Yeah.
5 or 6 years ago.
That was quick. That was that was a brief.
Yeah, he had a brief stint. He backed up. I thought he backed up Matt Forte for a while.
Really? Anyway.
Yeah.
Right, whatever. It doesn't fucking matter none, right?
Yeah, so let's keep on talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. Keep going.
What else is going on?
I don't know.
Johnny Depp, trial's over. They gave him $15 million. I don't understand how this works. No,
I thought
though.
It was
they
14
gave,
million.
And he gets 15 million. She gets two. So do they just deduct that and she just gives him $13 million? How does that work? Or do you actually have to prove it, like some type of a documentation saying, I gave him 15, I gave her 2, let bygones be bygones, 2 ships in the night. How do you do that? Who cares? I just don't understand this cheering for either side. I mean, nobody's cheering for Amber Heard, but the thought that everybody's, you know,
like the, yeah,
on exactly. Johnny, like he's this like international hero.
He was Captain Jack Sparrow. That's why everybody loves him.
That's it.
He was, well, no, also he was the Mad Hatter.
Yeah, but OJ was the juice. It's like,
yeah, but nobody even knows who OJ is now. We've circled, we've passed that. I think we've come full circle on the juice. Just like, it's like people that like these millennials that tweet out like, oh, you know, they should allow us to have music on our fucking, on our Twitter page. So when people land here, they know what we're about. It's like, dude, we've already come, we've gone this full circle to where now we have finally ran into people who have no idea what MySpace was about. You know what I mean? Like, so to talk about the juice, like, oh yeah, you don't remember OJ? Oh, like Orange Genius, or? I don't know, but I agree with you on the Amber Heard shit. Like, this stuff is crazy. Like, the fucking trial wristbands are up for sale. Like, is this really like some like $850 people selling trial wristbands?
Yeah, the thought that some dipshit woke up at 4 in the morning just to get to the courthouse at 5 to get a spot to sit in a courtroom to watch this fucking domestic abuse trial or this defamation trial, excuse me, that was surrounded and veiled in domestic abuse is pretty despicable. You know, obviously, here's the thing. There's no protagonist, as it were. There's not a good guy or a bad guy. They're both kind of dipshits. But the thing that makes it worse is the people that follow it, the people that are gung-ho. And like, I followed it. I actually watched almost every fucking minute of this goddamn trial. I was so wrapped up in it, but I wasn't rooting for anybody. I just wanted to see what the fuck was going to happen. I couldn't get enough, but I'm not choosing sides here. I'm not rallying for anybody. They're both shitheads. So the thought of spending your time to go show support and get a glimpse of Johnny Depp if he walks in and out of a courtroom 30 seconds at a time is
mind-boggling. I don't understand.
No, I mean, like, I get
like
it.
This whole fucking, this line of people outside the courthouse just to try to get a fucking wristband to get in and to see, like, do we have an employment issue? Is there something going on? Like, who can afford to not work with gas prices the way they are, baby formula disappearing, fucking inflation everywhere, but you have the time and the money to take your ass and stand outside of a courthouse for the chance to catch 10 seconds of Johnny Depp walking by?
Well, hopefully these aren't people that are able to procreate. This should be a forced sterilization. Go to the courthouse, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, hey, somebody else is going to go to jail. Everything will be fine. There's a drop for this, but I can't do it because I know how much it makes you fucking foam at the mouth. It is what it is, you know. But other than that, I'm glad that Johnny Depp and Amber Heard can get back to their mediocre lives. And living the dream that they're hoping to live, I guess. Get back.
That was the thing about this Amber Heard. I've seen Aquaman. I saw one other movie that she was in. I can't remember her for anything. The only reason I know who she is
because of Johnny Depp.
Is because of this goddamn trial. That's the only. I mean, I saw Aquaman, and I still can't in my head. I looked up the poster and images from the movie, and I'm looking at it. I'm looking at Amber Heard, and I think I don't remember that at all.
There's actually a petition going around to fucking have. Damn it! I can never remember his name. Fucking
Jason Momoa.
No, not Jason Momoa. Oh my God, I can see his chin. It is
Chuck Woolery. That's a chin.
Who is it?
What are you thinking of? This is great. Oh, by the way.
Bruce Campbell. Bruce Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
There's a petition to have Bruce Campbell replace Amber Heard in Aquaman 2. And I'm like, I'm not opposed to that, to be honest. I don't think she was that big of a, like you see how much impact she had on you remembering that she was in the movie. So,
I mean, if they replaced that character with Bruce Campbell, I think I'd remember that.
Fuck yeah. Bears?
Okay, Bears.